Okay, we are continuing our summer series on the Psalms, almost finished with this summer series. This morning's teaching is a little different because I'm not teaching from one psalm, but I am taking a theme from the Psalms and using various verses from the Psalms to teach this theme. And the theme is developing a close personal relationship with the living God using the Psalms. Knowing the truth is essential. However, the demons know the truth about God, and they are not saved. So knowing the truth is not enough. Along with knowing the truth, it's essential for us to develop a close, personal, intimate relationship with the living God. Head knowledge is not enough. Today, the only way to have a close, personal, intimate relationship with the living God is by having faith in the good news about our risen Lord and Savior, Yeshua the Messiah. The Psalms were written by men who knew God and had this kind of relationship with Him. And I want to read some of their writings, how they describe their relationship with the living God. And you don't have to turn your Bible to these verses. I just want you to listen and focus and pay attention, okay? Dwelling in God's tent. King David in Psalm 61, let me dwell in your tent forever. Before there was a temple, there was a tent. God's presence was associated with that tent. God's presence was manifested and revealed in that tent. The priests entered the tent to serve the Lord there, but they did not dwell in that tent. Let me dwell in your tent forever. Imagine being allowed to live, to dwell in God's tent now and forever and ever. You would be so close to the living God all the time. Let me dwell in your tent forever. King David describing the kind of relationship with God that he wanted. Sheltering under God's wings. Psalm 61. Let me take refuge under the shelter of your wings. God does not have wings. This is poetic imagery. The image is that of a mother bird protecting her little baby birds by covering them with her wings, protecting them. David wanted to be so close to God, because he knew that if he was, he would be protected, just like those baby chicks so close to their mother with her spreading her wings over them. Let me take refuge under the shelter of your wings. King David in Psalm 18, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Imagine a man who is newly in love with a woman. And the woman is in love with him. He thinks about her all the time. He wants to be with her. He wants to spend time with her. He wants to talk to her. He wants to hold her. He wants to be close to her. That's what our relationship with the Lord is to be like. It's a love relationship, almost a romantic relationship, desiring to be close to Him, to talk to Him. I love you, Lord. Listen to the word of the Lord to His people in Ephesus. I know all the things you do. I have seen your hard work and your patient endurance. I know you don't tolerate evil people. You have patiently suffered for me without quitting. But I have this complaint against you. You have left your first love. Is that you? Have you left your first love for God Himself? It's easy to do. If that's you, and you're not having that love relationship with the living God, won't you make the effort to renew that relationship? I love you, Lord. The sons of Korah in Psalm 42. As the deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for God, for the living God. Imagine a deer on a hot, sunny day in Israel. The deer is very thirsty. It longs to drink from cool streams of water. That's what our relationship to God is to be like. Passionate, intense, characterized by desire to be with God, to be close to the living God. As the deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for God, the living God. So this is how these men described their desire for a relationship with God. It's essential to develop a close, personal, intimate relationship with the living God. And we do that by focusing on God, with intention, with purpose. The world is so full of so many things that are interesting, that are attractive to us. There are so many things that we can focus on. Our primary focus in life must be on God Himself. Psalm 105, seek the Lord, seek His presence continually. To seek is to attempt to find. Seeking the Lord and seeking His presence means attempting to find Him, to get close to Him. Seeking takes effort, purposeful, intentional, deliberate effort. Are you exerting effort to continually seek the Lord all the time? Seek the Lord, seek His presence continually. Another way of describing seeking the Lord is lifting our eyes to the Lord or looking to the Lord. Psalm 123, I lift my eyes to you, O God, enthroned in heaven. We keep looking to the Lord our God for His mercy, just as servants keep their eyes on their master, as a slave girl watches her mistress for the slightest signal. Looking to the Lord as servants keep their eyes on their master takes effort, conscious, deliberate, focused effort. Won't you make that continual, deliberate effort to think about God, to be aware of Him and what He may be trying to say to you, how He is trying to lead you, guide you, direct you? We develop a close, personal, intimate relationship with the living God by focusing on God. We develop a close, personal, intimate relationship with the living God by frequent interaction with His Word, the Bible. Psalm 1. Oh, the joys of the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the teaching of the Lord, and on his teaching he meditates day and night. The person who is close to God does not allow the wicked, the sinners, those who make fun of God and the things of God, the scoffers, to influence him and his thinking. He rejects their counsel. He rejects their ways. He rejects their company. Instead, he purposely allows himself to be influenced by the Word of God day and night. He reads the Bible each morning. He doesn't read it like he reads a newspaper. He reads it carefully. He reads it thoughtfully. He reads it prayerfully. He meditates on it. Throughout the day, he thinks about it. Because he does this, the Word of God is alive in him. It's living in his mind and in his heart, ready for him to apply to all of the various situations he encounters throughout the day. And if his delight is in the Word of the Lord, and if he is thinking about it day and night, he has joy. Oh, the joys of the man whose delight is in the teaching of the Lord. You're lacking joy in your life? You're not very happy? Could it be that you are not delighting in the Lord's teaching and not spending enough time reading it and thinking about it? We develop a close, personal, intimate relationship with the living God by talking to Him in various ways. King David in Psalm 5, "In the morning, Lord, you will hear my voice. In the morning, I will present my prayer to you." Talking to God. The sons of Korah in Psalm 88, "Lord, I have cried out to you for help, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Just like it's important to start our day by reading the Word of God, it's important to start our day with prayer. If we begin our day talking to the Lord, we are much more likely to continue talking to Him throughout the day, to pray without ceasing. If we don't start our day by talking to the Lord consciously, deliberately, in a focused way, we are much less likely to talk to Him throughout the day. Praying includes asking God for things, for ourselves, and for others. However, prayer means more than just asking God for things. We are to talk to the Lord about the things that are interesting to us. Have a running conversation with Him. Some people only pray when there's a problem, or if they're dealing with a very important situation, or if they have a big decision to make. That's the only time they pray. That's not enough. If you're married and you only talk to your spouse about problems or about big things that are taking place, and you never talk to your spouse about the many small things that happen every day, what kind of relationship are you going to have with your spouse? The answer is probably not a good one. We are to talk to God about the big things, of course, but about the many little things that we encounter as well. We don't just talk to Him and ask Him for things. We thank Him for His many, many blessings. And we praise Him for who He is, this great God, and the amazing things He has done, is doing, and will do. Psalm 92, it is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High. It is good to proclaim your love in the morning and your faithfulness in the evening. Psalm 100, enter His gates with thanksgiving. Go into His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. Expressing thankfulness and gratitude to God and praising Him creates closeness to God. Just like a worshiper who entered the courts of the temple would get closer to the presence of the living God, whose presence was in the temple. You're not feeling as close to God as you should be. It could be that you are complaining about the things you don't have instead of being thankful for the many things you do have. It could be that you are not praising Him and thanking Him the way you need to. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, His courts with praise. You might be thinking to yourself, you know, Rabbi Lauren, that's fine for you. You live in a nice house in West Bloomfield. Look at me. I don't have many things to thank God for. Okay, so here's some things that all of us should be thanking God for. How about we thank Him for being the great God that He is? And for making us in His image. What an amazing, special thing that is, to be a creature made in the image of the great God. How about thanking Him for His love for us, especially His love demonstrated through His Son's incarnation and life and agonizing death? God's great love for us. How about thanking Him for the forgiveness of our many sins, for salvation, for His friendship? How about thanking Him for the sure hope of heaven and that we have a great and eternal inheritance? How about thanking Him each day for our physical and material needs being met that day? We have so much to be thankful for, each one of us. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Thanksgiving and praise draw us closer to the living God. We develop a close, personal, intimate relationship with the living God by talking to him in various ways. And we develop that same kind of relationship with him by listening to him talk to us. While God can speak to us directly in an audible way, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased," God rarely speaks to human beings in that way. And while God can speak to us through a prophetic message, in my experience, he does so rarely. The primary ways God speaks to us is through our interaction with the Bible and through the counsel of others, and by us listening for his still small voice speaking to us. Silence and solitude help us hear the voice of God whispering to us. Psalm 62, "For God alone my soul waits in silence. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence." Psalm 46, "Be still and know that I am God." When we are still, our minds start thinking about important issues, and God begins to whisper to us what we need to do and how we need to be thinking. Some of the very greatest men of God, like Moses and Paul, spent years in silence and solitude. Messiah Yeshua often went to an isolated place where he communed with God. Find a place where you can be alone and quiet and just listen. Taking a walk, engaging in a hobby that does not require too much use of the mind, like gardening, can provide this kind of silence and solitude. We develop a close, personal, intimate relationship with the living God by participating in good music. Music can bring us closer to God. In fact, the Psalms were originally songs sung and put to music. Listen to music that gets you thinking about God. Psalm 96, "Sing a new song to the Lord. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord." Psalm 33, "Praise the Lord with melodies on the lyre. Make music for him on the 10-stringed harp." Rabbi Paul understood this teaching. He wrote this to the Ephesians, "Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your hearts to the Lord." We develop a close, personal, intimate relationship with the living God by participating in good music. We develop a close, personal, intimate relationship with the living God by seeing God's handiwork in the world around us, in creation. King David in Psalm 19, the heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display his craftsmanship. Day after day, they continue to speak. Night after night, they make him known. They speak without a sound or a word. Their voices never heard. Yet their message has gone throughout the earth, their words to all the world. As we go through our daily activities, we should make a conscious, deliberate effort to observe God's amazing creation. As we become better observers of creation, we will learn more about the greatness, the power, the wisdom, the glory, the love of the Creator. We'll have more appreciation for him, and we will be drawn closer to him. We develop a close, personal, intimate relationship with the living God by telling others about him and the great things he has done, especially that he is a God who saves. Psalm 96, each day proclaim the good news that he saves. Declare his glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things he does. Each day. We are to be aware of those around us. We are to be aware of the interactions we have with people and look for opportunities to tell them about God and that he is a God who saves, helps, delivers, rescues, redeems, intervenes. We are to take the initiative and direct interactions to God and the good news about Messiah Yeshua. Each day, proclaim the good news that he saves. You take the initiative. You grab hold of the situation. You direct conversations to this great saving God. Someone asks you, how are you today? You respond, I'm blessed because I know that Yeshua is alive and real and my living Lord and Savior. That brings me peace and sanity in this increasingly crazy world. How are you today? I do this all the time now. I don't care. I just do it. People don't like it. Tough. You're on the phone with a customer service representative, and at the end of the conversation, he asks you, is there anything else I can do for you? And you respond and say, yes, there is. I want you to know that the purpose of life is not to make a lot of money working for the company you work for. It's to be reconciled to God before you leave this world, and that happens when you know that Jesus Christ is the risen Messiah. He's alive and real. And he loves us, and he wants us to be with him forever. I know him that way, and I want you to know him like I do. I say this all the time with customer service representatives and people who call me to sell me something, right? I told you this. You turn it around, and you make it a witnessing opportunity when you get an annoying sales call. As we are faithful to the command to proclaim the good news to everyone we can, we are a blessing to others and we ourselves benefit. We grow in faith. We get stronger. We build ourselves up in our most holy faith. Each day, proclaim the good news that he saves. Declare his glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things he does. Thanks be to God for being a God who saves and who has given us the gospel, the good news, this glorious message of salvation that is true, that is worth believing, that is worth living for and dying for, that is worth proclaiming. learning how to develop a close, personal, intimate relationship with the living God by learning from the Psalms. Let's pray. Avinu Malkeinu, our Father and our King, help each one of us develop this kind of close, personal, intimate relationship with you, the living God, that we should by learning and practicing these spiritual disciplines that are revealed to us so beautifully in the Psalms. Amen. Amen.